Mr. Priest. This afternoon, we'd like you to be faithful for our mutual encouragement. And faithful, which means to stay the promise, to promise to someone or to something, to stay our promise. And also to keep fast hold, okay, to keep our promise, then to hold on it. So we will talk about four different aspects. Okay, aspect. The first one, be faithful to ourselves. Then the second one, be faithful to the Bible. Then the third one, be faithful to the church, and be faithful to the Lord. Okay. So we start from the first one, be faithful to ourselves. Okay. So we have to know who we are, to know what you are. Okay. What you are. Then what you are, of course, you are what? You are pastors? No. So what you are now? You are businessmen? No. You are students. So you are students. No, your job now. Your job is to study. Your job now is to study. Okay. From the aspect of the society, okay, you are students. So God give you a chance, so you say use the time to study. Of course, I'm quite sure how good, how well you are doing in the school. Sometimes you have a test. Okay. Pastor Huang said F is fine, but actually not fine. Just a joke, yeah. So how to improve your grade? Because we are studying for the Lord. We are studying for the Lord. Even if you are studying in the school, right? In the school, but we study for the Lord. So we have to use our best to study. So three ways to study. Okay? The first one is to preview. Before you go to school, you have to preview, right? Preview what teacher will teach you. Then the second one is pay full attention to listen during the class. Okay, during the class, pay full attention to listen. Then, when you come back home, you will do the homework and also do review what you have learned from the class. Okay, so the first one is preview. Then the second one is pay full attention during the class. Then, when you come back, you have to do your homework and also review. Then you can improve your grade. So, just study for the Lord and to glorify God's name. And from another view, we are who we are. Then I turn to 2 Peter, 1 Peter chapter 2. Verse 9. Chapter 9. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praise of him who called you out of the darkness into his marvelous light. Okay. So who we are? We are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, and his own special people. So we have to be faithful to ourselves. Keep it true to ourselves. Who we are a royal priesthood. We are a holy nation. So this is our title, this is our status. So keep it true because we are the holy nation. Okay? We are holy people, we are chosen people, chosen generations, and royal priesthood. So keep our status, be faithful to our status. Okay? So our body belongs to God, not belongs to us only. Also our body belongs to our parents. And belong to our, if you have a spouse, also belong to your spouse. Okay. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 18. free sexual immorality, everything that a man does is outside the body, but he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body. 19. Or do you know? Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? So see, we are not our own. So the moment we receive the water baptism, then we belong to God. Okay. So we don't have any control over our own body. Our own body belongs to God. But God said, do not commit sexual immorality before our marriage. So now, brothers and sisters, your body belongs to your spouse, okay, belongs to God. So if anyone wants to take advantage of you, just say no. Okay. If anyone wants to touch you, say no. Be serious. Okay, be serious. Okay, this is be serious. So we have to keep our body holy because our body belongs to God. And our body is the holy temple. So if anyone destroys the holy temple, then God will destroy him. Okay. We have many bad examples. Okay. This is so sad. Because some brothers and sisters committed sexual immorality. Okay. Then it's turned out their life is so miserable. Their life is so miserable. Okay. We cannot imagine how difficult they encounter, okay, because they lose their peace and they lose their joy. And what we need in this society, in this earth, we need peace and joy. So what else we pursue after? Of course, we pursue this one, right? Why parents work so hard for you? Because your parents want to bring happiness to you, right? Your parents want to bring the joy to you. Your parents want to bring the peace to you. But where can we find the peace and joy? In the Lord, in the Lord. So keep it in the Lord, keep it in the Lord. Let's turn to Jude 21. Jude 21. Keep yourself in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. From 20. But you, beloved, building yourself up on the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. 21. Keep yourself in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. So if you just follow the biblical teachings, then we are okay, then we will be safe. Okay. Then Satan can do no harm to us. Then 20, building ourselves up, okay, on our most holy faith, keeping faith, and pray in the Holy Spirit. Okay, and keep ourselves in the love of God, looking for his mercy. Then God will protect us. Okay, so this is a very precious verse, just keep in our mind. So the first thing, we have to be faithful to ourselves, okay, to keep it true, be true to ourselves. So while we are, you are students, so do your job, okay, not hanging around them. Just do your homework, study hard for the Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ give you the opportunity, and you are young, so now you can do the Bible. It's easy for you to memorize the Bible verse. Now it's tough for me because we get older, okay? Then you know, old people, it's very hard to keep new things in our mind. But for you, okay, when you keep the verse, when you do the Bible verse and also keep it in your mind, then after you are 40 years old or you are 50 years old, you still can remember. You still can remember. So now it's your time. When you lose your time, then will be no change. Because everyone only live once youth. Only one time. If you skip away, you will just give up your opportunity, then will be no more. Okay, brothers and sisters, keeping this in your mind, okay? So whatever you need to do, just do your best. Yeah, do your best. Then be faithful to the Bible. Okay. The Bible is the wisdom, it's a book of wisdom. Let's turn to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15. If I am delayed, 2 Timothy 3:15, and that from childhood you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus, 16. And what about the scripture? Because he mentioned on verse 15, so 16 that describe how about the scripture. The all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for introduction in righteousness. So the Bible will make us wise for salvation. The most important is our salvation. Okay, we live in this world. Okay, maybe you are 17, 18, 19, 20, 24, right? No matter how old you are now. And if we say you can live up to 80 years old, but 80 years old, just like blink eyes, you know, like blink eyes so quick, right? It's very quick. Don't consider I still have a long way to go. No, time flies. Very fast. You will turn to 25, very fast, you will turn to 30, then turn to 40, turn to 50. Right? So the salvation is the most important. One day we will depart from this earth. Right? We will pass away. Then what left? Okay? Where should we go? We have to go to heaven. This is our salvation. If we go to hell, the hell is still terrible. Right? Because hell is full of darkness. Around 6 years ago, in Tema Church, we baptized one brand people, one brand member. He was brand from birth. And when he was just a month old, then his parents still didn't realize he was brand until 8 months, until he was 8 months. Then one day, his parents come to realize he was brand. Then he never see anything. He never. So when he received the water baptism, then we come back to the chapel. Then he said to me, then Pastor A, can you just hold my hand to touch the cup, to touch the pulpit, to touch the pulpit, to walk around the pulpit, then I will be satisfied. See, only hold his hand to touch the pulpit, to touch the piano, then he will be satisfied. And one time, he said he needed to use a restroom. Then I just showed him, oh, restroom is there. Then the switch just on the right side. I forgot he was a brand. Right? The light didn't work for him. But I said the switch on the right side. So right? He never see the light. How pitiful. So when we're going to the hell, it's full of darkness. It's for eternal life, for eternal, right? After we die, you know, the human being history already has been 6,000 years. Then our ancestors, okay, we know some philosophers like Confucius or like the other people, like Laos, okay? And they passed away around 3,000 years ago. Today, they're still in a state of death. And 1,000 years later, they're still in the state of death. They never come back, right? So this is forever. So when we go to the hell, it's forever. We might have a dream before, and we have a good dream, right? When we wake up, I wish continue in a dream, because it's a good dream, but we have to wake up, right? When we have a bad dream, like a nightmare, and when you wake up from your sleep, oh, thank God it's only a dream, it's not a true, right? It's not a true. But when we go to hell, it's never wake up. It's forever. When you have a bad dream, we have a nightmare, just like a digital state. When you have a nightmare, just forever. When some lion chase after you, right? Or somebody beats you, or you just be barbecued in the fire. Oh, it's forever. Okay. So we have to go to the heaven. Then the Bible tells us, The scripture, the Bible is the solution. It's a solution to the salvation. So the Bible is full of wisdom, right? From cover to cover of the Bible, tell us the wisdom to teach us how to make the right choice. The right choice. Every day we have to make a choice. Every day when we go back home, okay, when you wake up from your sleep, then you have to make a choice. What thing you want to do, right? And then what things you want to buy. So you have to make many choices. But if we, according to the Bible, to the biblical principle, even the Bible did not tell us so details, right? Daily life details. But the Bible will tell us the principles. This is salvation, this is a book of wisdom. So we have to study, we will study. Guaranteeing this is our life. That's what Moses said. The word of God is our life. When we do this one, guarantee you will have joy and peace. This is what we pursue, what we pursue for. Then the next one, so the second one is be faithful to the Bible. Okay? We have to read the Bible and then just cling to the Bible and delight in the Bible, in the word of God, okay, and become our part of life, become our life, and become our guidance. Then the next one, be faithful to the church. Okay, and church is our refuge in this age. This society is full of temptations, as you know. It's a big temptations everywhere. Even for my age, we still encounter temptations. And temptations came from sometimes from peer. We call peer pressure. Peer pressure. The peer pressure is a bigger challenge to us. You have your friend, right? And nobody wants to lose our faith. You want to lose our faith. This faith is so important, right? This is our faith. Right? And nobody wants to lose his faith. And in order not to lose your faith, and someday you might compromise your faith. You might compromise your faith. Right? You might do the same as your peers. This is a big challenge. Okay? So just be separate to the Lord. Anyway, our church is a refuge for us. Let's turn to Galatians chapter 4. Galatians chapter 4. Verse 26. Galatians 4, verse 26. But the Jerusalem above is free, which is the mother of us all. So the Jerusalem above is our mother. It's our mother. The Jerusalem above refers to TGC, refers to our church. So our church is our mother. Then we should love our mother, respect our mother, and be faithful to our mother. How to say about our mother? All right. You know, sometimes you might complain about your mother to your peers, to your friends, but it's not right. We have to show our respect to our mother, show our faithfulness to our mother. Right? Our mother needs our help, so we have to help him. Just keep it true. Our mother always is our mother. You're always, no matter how bad we are or how good we are, she is always our mother, always. So keep it faithful to our mother. So we have to help our mother at home. Of course, you have to help your mother, right? Like prepare for the food, right? Sister, you have to prepare the food to help your mother. And brothers, you have to learn how to do family chores, right? Like fix window or fix the roof, okay? Climb up to the roof, right? You have to learn. Not every time your father climb up, right? Your father maybe get older. And when climb up a high point, your father might tremble, right? And just fall down to the ground and get hurt. So you have to learn something, right? But our spiritual mother, our church, in the same way, we have to help our spiritual mother and keep it faithful to him. Always come back, always contact our mother. And when we have difficulties or when we have sorrow things, right? When we feel so desperate, feel so frustrated, then our mother will give us comfort. Our mother always is a last resort. Always is last resort. Always is our refuge. So if you have any bad feelings or any hurt, you always go back to your mom, right? Then cry to your mom, talk to your mom, then your mom will hug you, your mom will comfort you. Right? This is our mom. So our spiritual mom is the church. So when you encounter temptations, then just come to the refuge, come to your mom, right? Come to our church. Right? So next year, come back for the NLITS. Come back, not just you come back, also encourage your friend, the spiritual friend, come back to join the NYTS. So NYTS is a refuge of our temptations. Okay. So be faithful to our church. Cling to our church. Do not depart our church. Okay. No matter the circumstances we may be. Then last one, okay, be faithful to the Lord. Okay. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Verse 2. Chapter 4, verse 2. Moreover, it is required in stewards that one be found faithful. We just talk about the steward. Okay. Steward, which means a servant. Okay. We are servants of the Lord. Then the requirement, then the criteria is be faithful. So be faithful to the Lord and be trustworthy. Because our Lord is a faithful God. Right? He's a faithful God. This is his major character. So we should keep it true to the Lord because he is trustworthy. He is trustworthy. Sometimes we tell a lie, or sometimes we do not keep our promise. But our God always keeps his promise. He loves us. So if we do something wrong, we just come to the Lord, repent, and feel sorry deeply, and then repent, turn away, you know, from the evil one, and then return to God, then God will give us a new life. God will give us a new life according to the first John, God will give us the new life. So there is the hope, because God is a faithful God. So in the same way, we have to be faithful to our Lord. Keep a promise. You know, sometimes we decided to read the Bible 3 chapters every day. Then we have to keep a promise. And sometimes we make a determination to pray, 30 minutes a day. Right? Then we have to keep a promise. And sometimes we keep a promise. We say to the Lord, we want to preach the gospel to the Lord, right, and care about our members. We have to keep a promise. Be faithful to our Lord. You know, sometimes, of course, you are so busy in the schoolwork, but prepare, like, just what I tell you. Preview, if you just follow 3 steps, then you will feel easy way to study your academic performance. The first one is preview. Then second one is a careful attention to the class. Then third one, after you come back home, you just review, do your homework. Then practice, do exercise in your homework. Then you will be okay. Then it's really F is fine. Then you will be fine. Otherwise, you will have trouble. So I just keep a faithful to the Lord because he is trustworthy. So we have to keep a promise to the Lord. So when we prayed, we just, if you lost your promise, we just make a new promise again to the Lord, okay? And keep it, be faithful to the Lord. So today, I use faithful to ourselves, and faithful to the Bible, be faithful to the church, be faithful to the Lord, okay, for mutual encouragement. I now come forward to pray together.